Emerging onto the street, I nearly walked into a disinfectant cart. Its sweet tangy tang marked the air. I ducked away from the masked men who were spraying the gutters and feeding their hose through the grating of gully after gully. Children carrying suitcases were filing into the train station as we swung past, being sent down the country in hopes they'd be safe. But from what I could gather, the plague was general all over Ireland. The specter had a dozen names: the Great Flu, Khaki Flu, Blue Flu, Black Flu. I'm Betty Martin, and those are some lines from the first chapter of Emma Donoghue's novel, The Pull of the Stars. The story takes place over 3 days of the life and work of a 30-year-old nurse, Julia Power. She works in the maternity fever ward. Well, not a ward, really, but a supply closet converted to a room for pregnant women who are also suffering from the deadly virus of 1918. There was just enough room for 3 beds and a window that can be opened. Julia works 14-hour days, easing the discomfort of the women in her charge, helping some of them to give birth and others to die with dignity. The chapters are titled Red, Brown, Blue, and Black, after the progression of a person's skin color as the virus takes hold. This timely novel was published in July of 2020. In her notes, Donoghue says, "Above all, thank you to all the healthcare workers who risk so much and into whose hands we give ourselves." If you're looking for a novel of hope and survival against all odds, then you must read The Pull of Stars by Emma Donoghue. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's must-reads, visit krcu.org.